So how does this inner conversation happen when we deal with devotees? Sometimes we may think offensively about some devotee. So is that also an aparad? No. See, the serious offenses are those which are done with malicious intention. That means I don't like some devotee. And the devotee has some talent, some ability, some glory. And I deliberately try to pull that devotee down. So that which is done with a malicious intention, that is a serious offense. But apart from that, in the normal course of interaction, different people are basically different. So we may like some people more, even among devotees. Some devotees we will be able to get along better with. Some devotees we will not be able to get along so well with. That is fine. So we can have different levels of intimacy with different devotees. So sometimes some devotees may behave in such a way also that we may feel irritated. So if it's at the level of the thoughts, it's not really an offense. It's just something which you have to be cautious about. Now, if we repeatedly think negatively about some devotee, he's like that, she's like that, always thinking like that, and we find that it's becoming a habitual pattern, then it is said the thought is the ancestor to the deed. If we are thinking negatively about someone, eventually that will come out in our speech or in our actions. So to avoid that, if our mind is repeatedly making negative comments about some devotee, it is better to get a fresh perspective of that devotee. Maybe go to some other devotees who appreciate that devotee. And then try to understand the positives of that devotee. Then, I used to think he's like this. But I didn't know doing this also and this also. So when we get that positive perspective, then that negative comment that comes along, we can counter it. And that way, we can avoid committing offenses. Does that address your question? Yeah. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes. Yeah, please.
Hare Krishna. I have two questions.